Hey, I want to jump in real quick. Somebody asked me the other day, what does the Corley Company do? Well, we do three things for nonprofits. One, we facilitate meetings. Yes, like board retreats where we discuss governance and strategy with all the members of the board. Number two, advise CEOs and help them as they make decisions and implement actions to drive their mission. And then finally, we produce podcasts such as this one, but also for a number of nonprofits to help you get the word out, get your message out. So if you're interested in any of these services, please feel free to reach out to Michael at thecorleycompany.com. Now back to the podcast. On this week's episode of the I-501C, the podcast for nonprofit board members, I want to talk a little bit about personal development. You see, I'm fresh off of coming from the Florida Philanthropic Network Annual Summit, and it was just a tremendous experience, and it reminded me how important it is for CEOs, executive directors, board members, even staff, to get out of the office and interact with other people, attend sessions, and just learn, have an opportunity for learning away from the office. So five reasons you should attend some type of conference in your industry. Number one, obviously, is to meet new people. You can expand your peer network, and there's nothing better than that in terms of we can never have too many peers, never have too many relationships. In the beautiful state of Florida, attending that FPN conference, I met people from across this great state, and now I have people I can reach out to. Number two, learning specific topics. You know, every conference has session breakouts, topics of interest to your industry, to you, something applicable, and clearly that ongoing learning is incredibly invaluable, especially away from the office. In fact, I attended a session on artificial intelligence in the nonprofit sector. Absolutely fascinating. I don't know if I can do anything with it yet, but I'm bound and determined to learn a little bit more about that. Number three, a great place to get new ideas. Just in those breakout sessions, in those breaks over coffee, over cocktails, speaking with people, sharing what you do, learning what they do, you will get new ideas that you can bring back home and ultimately implement in your own communities. Number four, I'm a big believer that there's growth through association. Just being among your peers, being among people that are in different walks of life, you just grow as a person, and it's just a wonderful experience, and it's something that will just make you a better leader the more interactions you have with different types of people. And number five is the team building aspect. Well, I saw some folks there that had their full boards there, or many board members, a lot of staff there. And arguably, this is the best team building exercise available. Bring you, your staff, your team to a conference where people have an opportunity to attend different sessions, come back and have those conversations, see each other in a setting outside of the office, a little more casual setting in some points, a little more professional setting. It's really, really invaluable. And I strongly encourage that. And let me reach out to you board members that may be listening. Encourage your CEO, your executive director, to pursue personal development opportunities. Ones like I just suggested, attending a conference and bringing some of the staff. It will likely be one of the best investments the board can make in an organization. It's helping their leaders and their staff grow. This is Michael Corley, fresh off the Florida Philanthropic Network Summit, where I had an opportunity to interact with colleagues from across this great state of ours, and it reaffirmed my belief on the need for us to connect as human beings and do so at some type of annual conference. That all said, I will I-501C you next week.